I think from the outside, everybody says, well, it's going to be the best player, right? It's got to be the best player, has got to be the captain. But, you know, George Armstrong wasn't the best player. And not to get
by far,
not to get really old here, but George Armstrong wasn't the best player in the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No, but he was captain for an awful long time.
And that tells you what some of those guys in the room thought of him.
Right. Tim Lewicki is the president and CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. He joins us now. Tim?
George Armstrong's still a very good man.
Darn right.
He is indeed. How are you, Mr.
Lewicki? He's an amazing guy.
How are you, Mr. Lewicki?
Long couple of weeks, but all good. Can't complain.
The process of making a decision on bringing in a president, I gather, you had this on your agenda almost since day one when you came to Toronto. Did you talk to a lot of people?
No.
Did you talk to more than one?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have short answers, are we?
Keep going, Bob. Keep going. 20 questions.
Number one criteria in your mind before you started these conversations?
Leadership, character, vision.
What was it about Brendan Shanahan after you met him that made you realize that this was the guy you were going to choose?
One, I think he understood the magnitude of the task. Two, he understood but what happens if we're successful and the impact here. And three, and I saw it today, and it made me feel extremely good about the decision we've made. When he walked into the locker room today, everybody, their eyes turned towards him. It was, you saw instant respect, some in awe, but the man is a Hall of Famer, and he got everybody's attention. And when he spoke, everybody listened and took every word in. And then he had some one-on-ones with guys today. And again, if you're a young kid and you're sitting down with Brendan Shanahan, and he's giving you advice on how you got to get better and things you need to do to improve, and you're getting that from a Hall of Famer, it's a whole different game, and I think we needed that.
Tim, if the Leafs had squeaked into the playoffs, when would you be hiring a president?
As soon as we were done with the playoffs, it wouldn't have changed. We were committed. We just had this window where we had to ultimately make a decision and do it quickly due to the fact he had a conflict. And if I didn't catch him in this window, we were going to have to wait till June.
So that would have happened. Even if you guys had won the Stanley Cup this spring, you still would have been announcing a president after that.
Yep. I would have been a lot happier, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to clarify, the decision to make this announcement now, obviously it's 2 days after the regular season ended, but could you have made a decision on Brendan Shanahan and had him not take over until June or July?
I think it would have been hard because there are decisions then that are being made by Dave Nonis and his team that Shanny was going to inherit. Maybe some of those decisions he agreed with, maybe some he wouldn't agree with. And I felt it was important for him to be involved. If he's good enough to do this and we know he's going to make us a better organization, then I would prefer that we not lose a whole year with decisions that are made without him that he's going to have to inherit that will affect us for at least another year. So I knew that we had to do it in this window, or else if we were waiting until the end of the Stanley Cup playoffs, June 15th, then he was going to have zero impact on coaches, staff, trades, for the most part, drafting strategy and vision for next year.
There was some speculation, some discussion when the rumors about Shannon came out that this decision was moved up in the time frame because the National Hockey League felt there may be a conflict of interest in his previous job while awaiting to take over as president of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Is that accurate? Did that play a role?
It's a good question. What I would say is that was an understanding with Gary and I from the minute I called him and asked for permission.
Right.
Is that we were going to have to do this quickly. This couldn't be one where Brendan sat on it for a month, or we sat on it for a month. It couldn't be one where we go in and spend 2 or 3 weeks doing a background check. It couldn't be one where we interview 2 or 3 other people at the same time. We knew that there was a very short window before the playoffs began, and that we couldn't put him in a position of ultimately making the decisions he's making at the NHL with other teams, and yet interviewing to take over the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we knew we had a short window. We knew that the minute we made him an offer, he had to say yes or no quickly. And we knew the minute he said yes, we had to make it effective immediately to get him out of the conflict at the league office.
Tim, how does this change your day-to-day responsibility vis-a-vis the Toronto Maple Leafs? What will be different from this day forward that you had to do over the past, well, since you got to Toronto? Anything?
Well, it's going to take more of my time, actually, to begin to ingrain Brendan into the business side, into understanding the rest of our company, into ultimately helping him begin to get his feet wet on the hockey side of the Leafs. So there will be some period of time where I actually probably have to spend more time than I was. I'll have to make sure that the relationship and the transition with him and Dave is a good one and a smooth one. I can tell you, after a couple of days, I'm pretty pleased. We went to dinner last night and spent 3 hours together, and that gave me great confidence. Dave Nonis is a good man, and he is a smart man, and he understands that we're driven to winning. And we're gonna bring in good, smart people that will help us get there. And he sees Brendan as a real opportunity for him to have another hockey mind and another voice and another guy that has great relationships with some ideas on how we can improve. And quite frankly, it's better that he's bouncing those kinds of ideas, those kinds of trades, those kinds of decisions off of Brendan Shanahan than Tim Leiwicke.
All of that said, Tim, given the way the season ended, was there any discussion or consideration of allowing Brendan to come in with a clean slate in terms of the hockey operation to start from scratch and to hire his own general manager?
I would say that Brendan and I had several long conversations about Dave, and we both agreed that that was a good asset and a good resource for him, that we both agreed we didn't want Brendan to be the GM because he had a bigger, more important role, and I didn't, if he was out scouting junior hockey league games, we were in deep trouble here. At the same time, we both agreed that if Dave went away tomorrow and he went out and ultimately said, I'm going to hire a new GM, I'm not sure you find a better GM than Dave Nonis for this particular situation based on the knowledge and the experience he currently has with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I think it allows Brendan an enormous advantage to have a guy here that knows his way around the room and knows what we need to do. And the two of them will work through the year and see how that relationship evolves and develops. And at the end of the year, this time next year, hopefully May or June, we'll sit down and have a conversation about how it went and go from there.
Let me just sound like a fan here for a second, because hearing that, a Leaf fan might say, that's great, but you want to change the culture, you want to change the result. No one's satisfied with what happened this year with the team, and yet you're endorsing a guy who put that team together, that was the boss. So how do you answer that side of it?
I think I'm endorsing a guy that's going to be the GM now reporting into a Hall of Famer that I would say, based on his 21 years of playing the game, his 5 years at the league office, he's going to bring us a different mindset. He's going to bring us different experience. He's going to bring us different leadership. And the fact is as much as I do like Dave as the GM, Dave now reports to Brendan Shanahan. If that's not a cultural change, if that's not a significant change in where we're headed as an organization, then I don't know what else except a complete cleansing would be more dramatic than that. We have a new guy that is ultimately going to chart a new course here, and I think Dave Nonis will help. But I think at the end of the day, let us be clear, the personality and the vision that's being ingrained in this organization going forward is Brendan Shanahan.
Anything else on the Shanahan thing from you, Mr. Brown?
No, I'm good. I know where you're going.
Before we let you go, I would be remiss if we didn't ask you how things are developing with BMO Field and the purchase potentially of the Toronto Argonauts by MLSE.
Good on the first part, which is we continue to make progress at getting through the province and the federal conversations to find the matching funds, and we hope we get that done soon. We feel the pressure of getting after this in order to have phase one done for the Pan Am Games next year. In addition to that, we are beginning, now that I have Brendan Shanahan here, we're having a whole new kind of conversation with the NHL and the Winter Classic. It's going along much better than it was a week ago, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
As to the Argos, I think for us, first and foremost, we have to finish the deal on the renovation of BMO and politically get that put to bed, and then we'll deal with whether it's a lease for the Argos and someone else owns them, or our board of directors makes a decision to buy them and they become a part of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.
I ask you one last thing, Tim, because recently, in the last little while, in kind of sports business circles in this city, there have been rumbles that maybe you weren't entirely happy with being in Toronto. You know, a lot of people talked about the winter and that maybe you didn't like the winter here. I can understand that. I didn't like it either. But that, but maybe you were rethinking your long-term future in Toronto. I just wonder if you could comment on that.
I think what I want to do here is build a organization where all three teams are going at the same time. And so that's my commitment. Is there going to be, you know, am I here for the next 20 years? No, that's part of what we're doing with Brendan Shanahan and Masai and with Tim Bez and the people we put in place here. So I don't ever want to mislead people and make them think that I'm going to retire at the ripe old age of 75 or 80 years old at Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. That said, I've been asked to do a job here, and the number one priority for me is to make sure I'm accountable to the fans and to the media and to our owners here, which is we got to get all three of these teams going at the same time. We're two out of three, and we unfortunately have work to do on the one that I know matters the most, which is the Maple Leafs, but I think we took a pretty good step today.
Tim, good of you to take time for us today. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Cheers.